Welcome, everybody. This is our podcast preview for the legs of the quaddie on Saturday. Racing at Randwick, it's Chelmsford Stakes Day along with the Tramway and the Furious, and Paul Joyce is joining us. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Well, yeah, it's a terrific meeting. I tell you what, if you don't get excited about meetings like this, you never will. Look, I think it's fairly predictable. I think the market's got it pretty much right. I'm not expecting too many surprises. So quaddie-wise, we're going for a fairly high percentage of it this week because I don't think there'll be one of those massive dividends at the end of it, but hopefully we can get something out of it.
All right, and the weather and that track will be perfect come Saturday?
Yeah, it should be. It rails out 10 metres, which is a bit of a surprise, but apart from that, weather forecast is quite fine. You know, cold mornings but warm days, and I'm expecting a good 4 track, which will probably improve to a good 3.
All right, well, let's look at them. The Tramway's the first leg, race 6 at 3:10. 13 to line up at this stage, no scratchings, and some stars returning here as well as having their second up runs.
Yeah, exactly. What a good race. Of course, we've got the return of Tom Melbourne. He's come up with barrier 1. You've got Lura Main, who's probably the class runner of the field, coming through, is back from a spell speed-wise. I think Lura Main's going to press forward from that wide gate, albeit we know he likes to get along out in front. And Tom Melbourne from barrier 1, I'd be surprised if he's not in the first 2 or 3. Quaddie-wise, though, I think we've only got to take 2 runners here, and they are numbers 4 and 1. I'm leaning to Pierrada to knock these over here. He just doesn't run bad races. You go back through his form, he's finished in the Quinella at his past 7 starts, including first up winning the Missile Stakes, which was a really strong field, and he beat Kementari on his merits there. He's drawn barrier 3, which guarantees him that gun run in the perfect spot. And he has had a trial since that Missile Stakes, and he's just ticking over beautifully for Greg Hickman. So with that barrier, the way the race profiles, I think Pierrada will win. But if he doesn't win, I think Le Romain's the only horse that can beat him. He's the class runner. His first up win in the show county was terrific, albeit made the most of barrier 1. This time he's got barrier 10, so he's got that little bit of a sticky gate to overcome. But Huey Bowman rides, and he has won 3 Group 1 races, this horse, in the past. So I really think, you know, it comes down to numbers 4 and 1. So that's all I'm going to take in the first leg.
Righto. So 4 and 1 only, Parada and Le Romain in the Tramway. Race 7, the Group 2 Chelmsford Stakes. We've got a large lineup, as you mentioned, the rail at 10. So 15 plus 2 emergencies. Gee, this is an interesting horse, Mr. Moonlight Magic. Can you help our podcast followers on this horse a little bit for Godolphin?
Yeah, look, all I can really go is what I've heard the snippets from James Cummings talking about this horse during the week, and he seems very confident that it's going to need a fair bit further and a bit of racing. So he's not tipping an upset from this horse. Off the trial, hard to get a guide. He hasn't really been asked to do a lot. His last trial was very good behind Mr. Seawolf and Black on Gold, but I'll just go off what James Cummings was tipping us into there and saying maybe later for him, because it's a hot race as it is. We've got Kibetsa Devaka going forward and leading. We've got Prize Icon drawn out. Religifies in the race to generate a bit of pace, and I think they'll set this race up perfectly for number 15, Unforgotten. And look, I think Unforgotten's one of the best bets of the day. I know we can get on. She's around about $3.50. But I think she's great value. Her first up run was outstanding in the Winks. She'd appreciate the mile, and I think she can win it.
I'm going to jump in, Paul. This is a podcast preview, but it sounds like you just want to clear the throat. You do that, and the tab markets are all open on these races as well. That's the main thing, and you can still get a decent price here for a horse just listening to you, Paul. You're extremely confident with.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. Sorry about the voices. I've been struggling this week. And look, I think it'll win. I thought the only danger was number 4, 1 Foot in Heaven, was going to go around to big odds. And this horse trialled with the blinkers on. I thought it trialled in super fashion and come up with barrier 1. So again, for the quaddie, just numbers 15 and 4.
Okay, 15 and 4 there. A confident little start here. The Furious is race 8. Really good, strong, competitive race. Satin Slippers come out. I can tell you that Outback Barbie's going to line up from this wide draw. I know the team are happy with Fundamentalist. Pretty in Pink comes back. Gee, I like this race.
Oh, yeah, this is probably the most competitive race of the lot. Look, what I've done for the quaddie, I've gone 12, 3, 8, 4, and 2. So we're going wide in this leg. Number 12 on top, Miss Fabulous. Look, she's got a boom on her, but I think she deserves it. From what I've seen at the trials, she's outstanding. I think she's Group 1 potential. She's only coming off a maiden win in a three-horse field at Canterbury. But she's got the right gait, and I've just got to go with my gut here. I think she's the real deal. So number 12, Miss Fabulous on top. To beat number 3, Pure Elation. Now, I've always had a massive rap on this filly as well. We haven't seen her since she won the Percy Sykes, and she bolted in, beating a fair few horses that she faces in this race, and she's come up with barrier 1. So I think she's the big danger. Then I'm looking to number 8 going in for third, Pretty in Pink, because she's the blowout horse. She's double figure odds. She's 2 from 2. She trialled super coming into this behind Neutrality. And she's got the right gait. So I thought she was the value player, and we'll probably be cheering her for the quaddie. Then we've got numbers 4, Outback Barbie, and 2, Fiesta, who both come through the Silver Shadow. So it's a 12, 3, 8, 4, and 2. As I said, I do think Miss Fabulous can win, but we've got a few others there just in case she doesn't live up to that boom.
All right, 12, 3, 8, 4, and 2. The last, the Heineken 3. Naval Warfare is out as we record this podcast. That's race 9, number 6. New Tipperary probably needs to run normally. Sambro comes back, and well, almost court's been pretty good for Barb Joseph and the team down in Canberra. Take us through your thoughts in the last.
Yeah, well, speed's the interesting thing because there's not a lot on paper, but Almost Court and Show a Star, both with apprentices aboard. So it's just a matter of whether they can sort of slacken the speed off and not sort of go at each other the whole way, because if they do, they'll set it up for something to come from behind. And look, I do think there's a couple of standouts here. Number 7, Best of Days, and number 3, Sambro. Now, 7, Best of Days, he's the horse first up in the Kaonic race, who arguably should have won. He was locked up from, I'd say, the 350 to about the final 75. And then when he got out, he rocketed home. So he's run 7th, beaten 3 lengths in your form guide. But don't let that put you off. He probably should have won, definitely should have fought out the finish. He'd been specced at big odds at his first Australian start. The only query I've got with him is whether he can reproduce it at 1,400 again, or is he now looking for further? But on what I saw in that race, you'd have to give him another shot here. So Best of Days on top for me. And if he does need that extra distance and we're sort of sticking one run too long with him, then I think number 3, Sambro, is a very safe insurance play, because he's the class runner, really. He won the Hawkesbury Guineas, the Queensland Guineas. He went out for a little break, and he's coming back off a perfect draw with Hughie Bowman, who, by the way, Hugh Bowman and Chris Waller, last race in Sydney, the past 3 Saturdays they've got the job done. So you'd be mad not to throw them in as well. So numbers 7 and 3 in the last leg. So when I was looking at this quaddie, I thought, I've gone too skinny. I've only taken 2 runners in 3 legs. But when you went and had a serious look at it, I just don't think it's going to be one of those meetings where we're getting upsets, particularly in the last half of the card.
Okay, so 4-1 in the first, 15-4 in the second. The third leg, the Furious, is the open race, 12-3. 8-4-2, and the last leg 7-3. And as you said at the start, we're going to get good percentages this week.
Yeah, exactly. So for $20, you get 50% of the dividend. So basically, we'll get half of whatever it pays, and I think we'll give it a real good shake. I'm confident that we've got the winners there. It's just a matter of getting the right winners and getting a dividend that we're all happy with. So well worth a play. I'll let the punters decide how they want to put those quaddies on, if they want to jump in and take some early bets. And Andrew, I might go and make myself a lemon and ginger tea.
You go and rest up, mate. It's a big Saturday ahead. We look forward to talking to you at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning live on the radio. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview, Saturday Racing at Randwick.